This podcast replay is brought to you by Welton Rayom. Call for a free consultation, 954-966-4646. At Welton Rayom, they don't get paid unless you win. Welton Rayom handles property damage claims due to a hurricane. Welton Rayom can help, 954-966-4646.
You know, did he tell you he was going to draft? No. Best player available. That's how he always is. What's it called? On the QB position, he basically told you that's not even a discussion in the first round. Picking up Phillips and Waddle. What's it called? You got no info on what, you know, they ask about the money for Devonta Smith. And what did I tell you yesterday? You could try to make it a story about Waddle. This has nothing to do with Waddle. They're going to sign Waddle when they need to sign Waddle next year with everybody else. It doesn't hurry the process. Just because Devonta Smith, oh, should they start talking with Waddle now? No, dude, they got to settle with Tua first. And they need the money in June. And so everything, what did I tell you about that too, right? They're all worried about the contract. All over the place. Me to this, that, contract. And what did I tell you? Don't worry about that. That shit's going to happen in June, dude. When they get the new money, there's no hurry. And what did he say yesterday? That that they have a great relationship with Tua and their people. And their people even understood that we need to take a little break now because the draft is the focus. Because they understand that all of this is going to get done in the summer. It'll be done before training camp starts, and you'll get your little press conference, and then everybody will get to complain about how much they're paying him and bitch and moan and all that bullshit, because that's really what it's all about. They're already bitching, complaining about what they're going to pay him or what they should pay him, and then once they pay him, now they get to bitch and complain about what they're paying. Because that's what those people do. They just want to bitch and complain. So, I mean, when you have that kind of relationship, you can, if you want to keep writing stuff about sensationalism, you go ahead. But Tua was never holding out. Tua's going to get his contract. It'll happen in the summer. They are convinced he's the guy. And if you really look around and you're honest with yourself, he is not even close to being the problem. He is part of the solution. That's what he is. Not the problem, the solution.